Hello guys, this is Clint Locklear with another little bitty rant from a free thinking trapper. And this may get you a little upset today, just giving you a warning. But we got a special guest on today's rant. This is Melvin Sauerkraut. First name Melvin, second name Sauerkraut. Real guy, lives right down the road from me, middle America, loves his country, loves his family, goes to work every day and works hard, and I'm getting ready to ask Melvin a question. Before I do, after I asked Melvin the question, do me a favor and quickly stop the podcast. And I want you for just 2 or 3 minutes to think about what your answer is. And then we're going to learn something today. And if you're in the military, you know exactly what I'm getting ready to say as far as the move goes, the power of about face. Because if we learn as a country the power of about face, we would truly be in a country that we all wished we lived in when we see all the craziness that goes on around us today. So about face is going to be the lesson today, but let's ask Melvin a question. Melvin, you know about Russia. I've heard you talk about Russia. You talked about it when all the election going on with Trump and everything. Why don't you tell our audience, is Russia good, evil, or are they bad, or what do you think of when you think of Russia? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
What do you mean? What about Russia? Come on, man. Everybody knows they're pinko, communist, socialist. You know, they're just communist, man. Communism is bad. Socialism, everybody knows socialism. Look at Venezuela right now. Socialism, that is a communist country. Russia is communist. That's like all you got to do. Drop the mic. That's all you've got to say. Communism is evil, and Russia is communist, so Russia is evil. I mean, they're mean. Look at them. All the movies. They're like, everybody in Russia is in the Russian mafia. They go around killing people, turning every woman they see into prostitutes. They sell all the kids off to slaves. They're in the drug trade. They launder money. They're coming over here, and they're competing with our mafias, and this pisses me off. But, I mean, everybody in Russia is like that. Everybody knows that, man. They hate Americans. They hate Americans. You saw Rocky, right? You saw Rocky? That Russian, they tried to cheat. They gave him drugs. Everybody was trying to manipulate Rocky into not having a good fight. They just hated America. That's what Russia's really like. The people are bad. Bad, 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 bad. They don't like America, so why should we like them? They're warmongers, dude. Look at them. They like go into the countries around them and far off, and they put in troops, and they threaten to drop bombs, and that's not what a good country does, man. The pinko communists, I'm telling you, you can't trust them. Anybody that's a warmonger nation like Russia, you can't trust them, man. I'm just letting you know that. Have you ever heard of Siberia? You gotta ask me about, have you heard of Siberia? That's where they send their people to prison. If they don't do what they say, they send them to prison, man. They do unspeakable things to them there. It's bad. I mean, what kind of country sends people to something like Siberia? That makes no sense. Bad. Russia's just bad. They're bad. Everybody knows Russia is evil in America. Everybody knows that. Well, I know what you're going to say. Have I ever met a Russian? Well, no, I haven't, but I just know they're bad. That's all. I just know it. I just know it as clear as the clouds are going to come up and there's going to be rain this winter. I know they're bad. Everybody knows they're bad. Everybody can't be wrong. I mean, why would we know they're bad if they're not bad? Seriously, dude. Why are you asking me such a question? Well, yeah, they're enemies. They're enemies of America. We have to be ready for them. We have to build our military up for them. We've got allies over there. We've got to protect for them. It's us against them. I mean, yeah, sure, sometimes we go a little far in what we let our leaders do to get ready for Russia, but, man, Russia's very serious. You know it is. You know, don't play no critical thinking game on this. Russia's just evil, and everybody knows it.
Okay, thanks, Melvin. That's kind of what I figured out here. So, let's talk about this just a little bit, shall we? Okay. Russia is evil and Russia is bad. That's what we all have heard, guys. You know it your whole life. That's what you've been taught. From the time you've been knee-high to a grasshopper, Russia is bad. Now, my question that I would like to ask, have you ever met a Russian or talked with a Russian? Have you? Some of you, I'm sure, have. Some of you probably know Russian immigrants right now. Is it the mob that you see on TV? Is it the gray-wearing, goose-stepping, communist, bloodthirsty people that you see on TV and you've been taught your whole life? Just asking. You know, I don't know if I've met Russians, so I've met a lot of other Eastern Europeans over my life, but I'm not sure if I've just met a homegrown Russian. So I don't know. See, that to me is maybe I'm asking the wrong question. Maybe you're asking and thinking the wrong things because you're not asking the wrong question or you're not asking the right question. So are they bad? I don't know. Don't know. But I have been trained to think they've been bad my whole life. Now, I was just watching the show. What brought this up? Me and my wife, me going through these eye surgeries. I'm in the house a lot of times. It's bright outside. I'm watching my HD TV with sunglasses on, which is kind of weird because it's no longer HD when you put polarized glasses on. That's neither here nor there. One of the shows I really like to watch is called Booze Traveler. And this guy goes all over the world hunting for specialty drinks and stuff. But what the show really is you go into faraway countries for the most part, or it could be America, and you learn stories and you get to see the people, how they live and stuff like that. You know, it's kind of like Andrew Zimmerman eats all the weird stuff. That's really what that show's about. It's not about the food, it's the stories of the people. And to me, that's kind of cool reality TV instead of the stuff where she's cheating on him and he's screwing a dog and all that type stuff. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. Where reality TV goes in. So this guy, the Booze Traveler, was going to Russia because when he was in Boston as a bartender, a guy told him of the most perfect drink in human history. And it was before Russia was making vodka. And he had to use a certain kind of ice and get blessed by a shaman and all this stuff going on, which I'm not going to get into. So he goes to Russia. And me and Cindy's watching that. And I'm kind of feeling sorry for myself because the eyes were screwed up. But that's up and it shows all these people in Russia he comes in contact with. They were happy. They were jolly. They were amazingly just like us. They liked having fun. Their sense of humor is a little different. I mean, that is true. It's a little cheesy to us, it seems like. But you can tell they really care for each other. They have each other's backs. They're not like walking around with clubs just looking for something to kill or steal or rape or all that comes into mind when you think about Russia. And everybody's not walking around with a finger on a button to blow the world up with nukes. These were like really cool people. And they actually, most of these were in Siberia that were out there. So it was very interesting. I just kind of looked over at Cindy and I said, you know, that's not at all the way we've been taught that people in Russia are. Now you can say, well, they were just doing this for the TV show. That's not real. I've seen several shows with several people in Russia. I've watched several shows back years ago where they were talking about trappers of Russia. Dude, they're just like us. So is the right question, is Russia evil? Is that the right question to ever ask? Is it right to believe, if you've never met them or got to be around them, to automatically think that? Now, I know since we've been ingrained and had propaganda and all the movies always show the same thing over and over again about Russia, how evil and sneaky and deceptive and power hungry and all that Russia is, that we don't want to think about that. But maybe the right question we should ask is, the people of Russia evil, or is the government of Russia evil? Now see, we're not taught to think on this level in America, and you'll know why here in a minute. Because if you separate Russia and the people, and Russians separated Russia and the people, you're all of a sudden going to find yourself in a different formation. And what I mean by formation, guys, in the Army, you had formation. You're going out on patrol. Depending on what the train was and stuff, you may be in a long line, you may be spread out in several Vs. There's a lot of different things you do. When you're marching, you could be, you know, four wide, six wide. Formation is just how the group moves. So if we start looking at Russia a little bit different, and we started really thinking about this in a separate manner, what would happen if you started looking at Russia and separated the government from the people? It would be really hard to hate Russia at that point, because the same fun-loving people that are just like us, that care for their family and care for their country and want security and want food and jobs and income and everything else, it's a little bit harder to start hating them the way that we've been taught to hate them our whole life. Politicians would have a lot tougher time when they start throwing Russia up for this and Russia up for that, because we would start asking the question, is this the peace-loving people of Russia, or is this the Russian government? We're separating the two out. We're asking and thinking on a much different level than we're taught. Now, the formation of Russia, I guarantee you, is about the same as the formation of Americans. And the formation I'm talking about is everybody's looking out. So think of, if you've ever seen musk oxen or soldiers, and you've got the king in the middle and all the soldiers are facing out to meet the enemy, and they surround the king and the little princes and all the other little peckerheads that think that they're ordained by God back in the medieval times. So you got these guys, and all the soldiers are facing out, and everybody's an enemy, and anybody that comes up to them, they're going to attack. See, that's the formation I bet Russia's in, because they've been trained to be in that formation their whole life. And see, Americans, we don't want to think we're this way, but we actually are. We think the same way. All the American people, with the patriotism, the way that we think about it, everybody's facing out. Like I said a couple of weeks ago on a rant, you show me a two-week period in the last 15 years we didn't have an enemy or a disease or financial crisis or something knocking on the door that was going to destroy America if we didn't stand together. And which way were we always standing? Facing out. Just like the knights would do in the medieval times when the king or prince or whoever is in the middle. Now, see, that formation is really, really powerful from the king's point of view. He's got all this security. He can kind of move around and say some things, make some deals. You know why? Because everybody's got their back turned to them and they're looking out. They're facing the enemy that's coming, and he's screaming the whole time, "That's the enemy, that's the enemy." And we believe it, and we start chanting it, and we start saying, you know, "We're America, we're number one, and you don't like us, and you come over here, we're going to kill you, or we're going to go over there and kill you because you're our enemy." And in the meantime, the politicians, which were just like the little prince or king that you can kind of see in your mind in this formation, they're doing things. They're taking your money. They're doing financial bubbles for housing prices, where it's getting harder and harder for people to afford housing. College is going up. They're spying on the troops themselves. They're doing all kind of stuff, but you know, the most people don't see that. Why? Because their back is to the politician, facing the enemy that the politician says that we have, and we believe it because we've been told it our whole life, and our spears are always facing outward. Now see, about face. If you know what that is, and you're in the military, and you were walking down the street, and all of a sudden, you're not in uniform, you've been retired for 15, 20 years, if I was going down the street, I guarantee you I would stutter step if I heard somebody off in a distance go, "About face!" Now see, in civilian talk, what I just said was about face. What that means in formation is you do a 180 degree turn in one fluid movement. Now, what happens if the formation of Americans understood and thought of maybe in a little bit different fashion, where the politicians and the government and everybody that tells you who the enemy is behind you, having you face out, and everybody does an about face? Where is everybody looking at that point? They're not looking at the fictitious enemy, mostly, that's coming from the opposite direction. they're not doing that. They are going to be looking now in the center of the bigger formation, looking at the politicians. Now, when you're doing that, it's very different to how your mind would be. What are the politicians actually doing? Do they really have our best interest at heart? If we're looking at them this way, they can't shake and move because they're not in the shadows of everybody else's shields. Now they're in the front of everybody and everybody's watching them. What do you think would happen if Americans, because I've said this several times on Trappin' Radio, I absolutely love America. I put on green face paint and wore rucksacks and jumped out of airplanes because I loved America. But I no longer consider Washington, D.C., the politics, Republicans, Democrats, I do no longer consider them America. We're Americans. They're not Americans. They may have been born here, but they're not on the same plane as what Americans are. They're their own little entity. And brother, me and you ain't in it. And they're making decisions that affect you and me on a daily basis. You know, when you think about Russia, well, they're evil because they threaten other people with military force. I think last count was like 162 military bases on foreign soil. A little different when you think about it that way. We've been bombing or are in conflict with somebody pretty much consistently on a daily basis since the Korean War. So when we say warmongering about them, you know, the last thing politicians want us to do is do an about face. Because I guarantee you, most soldiers, unless they're psychopaths, do not just want to run off in another country where people are going to be shooting at them. Politicians send them there every year, every month, and every week. Now see, if we were an about face nation, they would have a lot harder time doing what they do. So maybe we wouldn't need 162 military bases all around the world. Maybe we would start seeing who the real enemy is. And if we started doing that, imagine if Russia did an about face and now they're looking at their leaders. Now their leaders are powerful, just like our leaders are powerful. They got people that have big guns and everything else, and they always, you know, do what they do when they feel threatened. But if everybody is an about face, they don't have any power whatsoever. Because about face is that is important of a way to look at different things. You know, over in the Middle East, I don't know what the percentage of Muslims are, you know, caveman crazy and just want to rape, pillage, and burn and do everything in the name of Muslim. I don't know. But I seriously doubt it's the majority of all the Muslims in the world. Now, if the Muslim community also did an about face and quit listening to the nonsense how the Americans just want to destroy them because we really don't give two craps what they do anyway, and they did an about face, now what in the world would happen with the Islam? I'd say it'd be a little bit different, wouldn't you? I think it'd be very different. If all the African countries that are always struggling and always in war because they're out facing the enemy while their politicians get fat, rich, and happy, if they did an about face, think about what Africa could be like. I think it'd be a pretty cool world. It's almost like we have not evolved as humans yet to get past the medieval times of the king tells us who the enemy is, and we automatically believe it. So, my question to you is, when you hear what the enemy is, are you just automatically, blindly going to put up your shield and point your spear outward? Or are you going to do this?